Welcome to the Chair Yoga Podcast with me, Maria Jones. Knowledge and inspiration for teaching and practicing chair-based yoga.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Chair Yoga Podcast. In today's episode, we talk about yoga in the classroom with Gopala Amir Yaffa, who is the founder and co-director and owner of Rainbow Yoga. Gopala believes that happiness is the compass to guide us in the right direction in life, and that we can make this world a better place if we just stop being so serious and busy and start bringing more play and connections in our lives. Gopala has been practicing yoga and meditation since he was 14 years old and was a Hindu monk for 10 years with Shivananda Ashram and has been teaching yoga since 1995. Gopala created a revolution with Rainbow Yoga, making the practice social and interactive. He is the co-creator of Rainbow with Angel and his beautiful family. And they are on a mission to spread concepts bigger than yoga, bigger than themselves, love, community, and connection. And they're all at the heart of Rainbow Yoga. I completed my 95-hour kids yoga teacher training with Rainbow Yoga, and that's how I met Gopala in London. Welcome to this podcast. Thank you for this wonderful introduction. Share something else about yourself that our audience may not know.
Thanks for inviting me, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, there are lots of things you don't know. But yes, my career in yoga actually started from playing music. I was a young musician. I went to a music high school. I played lots of heavy metal in nightclubs since I was about 12 years old, and yeah, my first experience with meditation was through my music teachers that taught me how to meditate to find my center before playing concerts. And I became very devoted to my daily meditation practice. And then one day I was just about to go to an Indian music concert that was held in a yoga center because I was interested in different sounds I was composing. I was only about 15 at the time. And the musician from India was sick, so the concert was canceled last moment, so I stayed for a yoga class. And that was the end of it. And now, today, still teaching kids yoga. When I going to the schools, I do feel like a rock star because I walk through the halls of the school and I have a horde of children behind me all shouting Gopala like this. So I'm still experiencing my rock star ambitions and dreams that are coming true in a different way.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I never thought of it like that. You go to schools and the kids get to know you. And then they come and they high five you as you go past the corridor to get yourself set up in the gym or somewhere. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the Rainbow Yoga, about how did Rainbow Yoga come up?
This was many years ago, actually, with the, well, depends where I want to start. First of all, as a teenager, I always felt misunderstood by the world and my parents, of course, like every teenager, or most teenagers feel. But I vowed to remember this feeling, and I use this feeling today as a motivation to teach, and also as a way to teach, teaching the young people that I know, my young friends, as an equal and not as someone who tells them what to do. So that's maybe where it really started. After that, when I moved to live in the yoga ashram, I was a Hindu monk for 10 years. Actually, the first yoga classes I ever taught, I was 16, were kids yoga classes because the local teacher who was teaching classes to teens and young people, he got sick and I took over the classes. And only a few months after, I started teaching adults as well. But my first experiences are with yoga for kids. And since then, I was teaching in so many different settings, of course, high schools and kindergartens and gyms and libraries and yoga centers and retreats and camps and juvenile jails and whatnot. And my yoga evolved a lot in the last many years of teaching. So it's nearly 30 years, actually. So yeah, it has evolved a lot to become more and more engaging, and fun, but also more meaningful, giving more coping tools to young people and life lessons and anything that they may need to live a happier, healthier life and be more confident, resilient, flexible in mind and body. Yeah.
I feel that the style of yoga that we got taught in the training is very unique, based on co-creation, I guess, and connection with each other. And they come as a priority to anything else, which I find also addresses a lot of management issues that you may experience when it comes to kids yoga. And I have taken those almost principles into the adult chair yoga classes, with connection and community and co-creation, creating a space of exploration. And I absolutely loved my 9-to-5-hour teacher training. Looking back at all the training I did, in a way, I regret not doing the 300 in Italy at that year. So it was such a wonderful experience. Was transpired to other styles of yoga, but at the same time, I feel that it is essential to have that approach in kids yoga in the schools. So for that, I feel that it has an impact. That particular approach has an impact when you go into a school and you work in that way, filtrating into other aspects of teaching. But that's my view of it. What is your view about the importance of sharing yoga with children in schools?
Yeah, it is extremely important. Schools are a place of learning, but there are many things that we don't learn at school. Like, we don't learn how to be happy, integrated people. We don't learn how to manage our emotions. We don't learn very well how to interact with other people. And in fact, we don't even learn how to learn, which is absurd. So yoga has a lot to give. In fact, in my opinion, yoga is the cure-all for all the ailments that schools have nowadays. If schools have problems with kids' obesity and ill health, of course yoga can help, especially rainbow yoga, because it's very active. If schools have issues with kids having a hard time to focus, with all of the attention deficit disorders and so on, and of course yoga, mindfulness, has lots and lots of tools to help with that. Schools also have issues with children experiencing depression, anxiety, exam anxiety, and social anxiety now more than ever before. And again, yoga and mindfulness has fantastic ways to support children through that, through those big emotions that can definitely prevent them from learning. And then there are all the social issues. There is bullying, and rainbow yoga is extremely social. You mentioned co-creating, but we also use playing and interacting in many different ways to bring people together, to connect people and overcome those social gaps. Yeah. I know from a lot of experience at school, like, that yoga can transform, of course, individuals, but also classrooms and schools as a whole, by bringing those gifts right there.
I have experienced that when I was teaching yoga in the schools, and I absolutely loved it. I know you expanded a little bit on connection and playing and community and co-creation. Can you tell us a few more effective approaches to practice yoga in the classroom in particular this time, please?
Yeah, I think one of the elements that makes yoga in the classroom really cool, this is basically doing yoga in the classroom even without moving the chairs and tables. So one of my secrets of making it really awesome is using everything that I have in the classroom. So there are chairs, we do chair yoga, there are tables, we use the tables to do yoga as well, like in a ballet class, we can use it for stretching, we can lean on it to relax, we can practice breathing on the table by using our pencils, blowing them from one side to the table to the other, or take a page from our notebook and practice breathing like this on the piece of paper, or crumble it and breathe it along the pathways between the tables. I use the whiteboard for many exercises. We can draw different shapes and breathe with them. Drawing up is breathing in, drawing straight is holding the breath, drawing down is breathing out. We can make many different shapes like this. We can play yoga Pictionary or yoga hangman with the whiteboard, but we don't hang a person, instead of drawing a man that we hang with, draw a house.
A house, yeah.
Many games like this that we can use the whiteboard. Yeah, on top of it, another thing that makes teaching in the classroom cool is that yoga can be used as a tool to learn absolutely anything. So often I pick up themes from the curriculum, whether it's from geography or history or chemistry or math or spelling and grammar, whatever it is, we can implement it and learn it with experiential learning through movement, kinetic learning, which helps all the materials that they are learning at school go much deeper into their hearts and their minds. Yeah, on top of it, yoga can be used to learn life lessons. So I often come to schools and I see what is needed and I plan my classes accordingly. Yeah, as with the goal of giving the children the tools that they need to learn better, to cope better with the social stresses or the stresses of the busy schedules at school, or to gain different strengths inside of them, just to be able to enjoy everything more, because life is to be enjoyed and it is hard to enjoy things when you are anxious, when you are stressed. We all know it as grown-ups. It is not different when you are a child.
Exactly. And I think you said that in a previous podcast, and I have started noticing a little bit more. Kids feel more. They feel things a little bit more. Maybe that is also stress. Maybe that is happiness. There is something extra about the way they feel in their lives. And I feel that yoga is really helpful in helping them process these emotions, which actually they do feel more than adults in a way. So yeah, it's nice to see that described. And in a way, you've also described about the role the chair yoga plays in the classroom with all the practices that you offered. So I'm going to skip straight into the fifth question. Where can we find Rainbow Yoga, and what will we learn when we do land on that place?
You can find us on the internet, of course, in a variety of ways. This is our website, rainbowyogatraining.com. And we offer a variety of trainings. Our level 2 training, you need to take level 1 first, but our level 2 training, which is also available online, so you can do it now anywhere, anytime, start whenever you're ready and complete it at your own pace. And of course, on Facebook and Instagram, it's Rainbow Kids Yoga on both of them.
You're very generous at sharing practices in that group and having some live, shall we say, workshops, free workshops for those that do follow Rainbow Yoga. So please go and follow Rainbow Yoga on Facebook and Instagram and in the other places. Tell us one of your takeaways from our discussion today. It's been really wonderful to see you again, by the way.
I want to share my takeaway. I just want to keep sharing it with as many people as possible, because I do believe that yoga can make the world a better place. So maybe starting from our own world, but then sharing it with the people around us, with young people, and the ripple effect from there is infinite.